Are you reducing tooth decay with Amident ammoniated toothpaste?
Well, answer the man, George.
Of course, Gracie. I use Amident twice a day.
You can smile when you say that.
Yes, it's the Amident Show, transcribed in Hollywood and starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, Dee Benaderet, Hal March, Marvin Miller, Wally Mayer, Harry Lubin, and the Amident Orchestra. For healthy laughter, it's George and Gracie. And for healthier teeth, for fewer cavities, it's Amident Toothpaste. As we look in at the Burns home, we find George engaged in his favorite pastime.
Lazy. I want to be lazy. Want to just lie in the sun with no work to be done. Oh, under that awning they call the sky. Stretching in your horn.
Oh, that's beautiful, Sugar Throat.
Isn't that a great song? Mm-hmm. To me, that's one of the greatest things Irving Berlin has ever written.
Why don't you sing that on our radio program again? So you'll get that nice present Irving Berlin promised you. You could use some new clothes.
Irving Berlin promised me a present?
Don't you remember? The last time you sang it, he sent a telegram and said, "Sing my song again and I will bring suit."
He can afford one with two pairs of pants. He's a very rich man. Been writing songs for 35 years.
Oh, how did he make his money?
Selling pickles. Gracie, he just sits in the house and money keeps pouring in.
Well, why doesn't he get the house fixed?
You know, you can make a lot of money composing songs. Do you know that Stardust has made over $1 million?
Really? What did he compose?
He wrote a tune called Hoagie Carmichael.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend that lonely hoagie dreaming of a Carmichael.
Like it?
Well, the melody isn't much, but those are beautiful
pretty words, aren't they? You know, Gracie, years ago I started to compose a song. I never finished it.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay.
Seeing is believing, that's a story old and true. Don't believe all you hear, you've often heard that too. You, dear, and I, dear, are exceptions to the rule. Dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum.
That's the line that always stopped me. I couldn't get the right thing to rhyme with rule.
Maybe I can help you. Let's see now. Does school rhyme with rule?
That's right.
Oh, I think I've got it. You do the last line and I'll do mine.
Okay. You, dear, and I, dear, are exceptions to the rule.
Oh, so look on the bright side while the stars are shining high above, and I'll see you in my dreams after school. Well, too sentimental?
Too short.
You, dear, and I, dear, are exceptions to the rule. Yeah.
Come in. Oh, hello, Blanche.
Gracie, I heard George clear outside. If he's got a broken leg, shoot him.
Blanche, I happen to be writing a song.
That's right. George's song will make people forget Berlin.
Well, that'll even drive the Russians out.
Look, girls, go into the other room, will you? I'd like to try and fix up the song. I've always had trouble with the lyrics.
Well, then forget the lyrics. Just write the words.
Yeah, I'll do that. Now go.
Come on, Blanche.
Say, Gracie, I see you had another accident. The fender on your car is folded up like an accordion.
It is? Oh, my goodness. Now, when did I do that? George will kill me.
You don't remember doing
it? No. Oh, why don't automobile companies make their cars with the fenders already dented?
What?
And then when you hit something, it would straighten them out.
Chris,
that idea to General Motors.
I did, but I didn't sign my name to the letter.
Good.
3 days later, I got an answer saying, Gracie, forget it.
They probably recognized your handwriting.
Yeah, the way I dot my E's.
Well, if George sees that fender, he'll dot your eyes.
Yeah. You know, he gets awfully upset about my driving, and he shouldn't. It's helped us a lot socially. You know, that's how we met Mr. O'Keefe and Mr. McDonald.
Who are they?
Insurance adjusters. And we've gotten to know Mr. Fredericks very well.
Who's he?
Only the prosecuting attorney. And we'll never meet a sweeter couple than Mr. and Mrs. Davis.
Where'd you meet them?
I drove into the garage one night, and there they were, sitting on my front bumper.
Well, Gracie, you better get that fender fixed before George finds out about it.
Oh, I will, Blanche. I'll tell him I'm going shopping for vegetables, but instead I'll take the car to the garage.
Yeah, well, I'll run along, Gracie. Good luck.
Well, you better say goodbye to George, Blanche. He'll never forgive you.
You, dear, and I, dear, are exceptions to the rule.
George, Blanche is leaving.
Thank her for me.
Thank you, Blanche. Thank you.
Goodbye.
You, dear, and I, dear, are exceptions to the rule.
Dear, I'm going up and change clothes. I've got to go out and get some vegetables.
Good, good. You, dear, and I, dear, are exceptions to the rule. But you'll change your mind, dear, dear. Come in. I'm in the den.
Sam the tailor at your service.
Just hang Gracie's dress over there, Sam.
My pleasure. By the way, Mr. Boynes, I heard your program last week with Al Jolson.
Isn't that Jolson a great singer?
Oh, magnificent.
How'd you like me, Sam?
If you don't mind, I'd like to keep your business.
Goodbye, Sam. Sam, goodbye. I'm busy.
I'm not leaving till you're noticing something.
What?
I happen to be wearing new shoes.
So what?
These are imported. They were made in England, sold to an exporter, exported to an importer, bought by a wholesaler who sold them to a retailer, who in turn retailed them to me. I can't understand it.
Can't understand what?
How all those people can make a living from shoes that I haven't paid for yet.
Sam, please, I'm writing a song and I'm having a little trouble rhyming the words.
Sir, that's easy. Rhyming is second nature with me. I take a word and piff, puff, poof, I got a rhyme.
Piff, paff, poof.
Poof, yeah. Take the word you. There's true, do, blue, flu, navy blue. Chartreuse.
Hold it. Chartreuse doesn't go with you, but it goes nice with navy blue. I'll see you later, Sam.
Okay, Daddy boy.
Goodbye.
Toodle-oodle.
Toodle-oodle.
Goodbye, George. I'm going out to get the vegetables.
Just a minute, Gracie. The vegetable man was here this morning.
Well, the spinach he sold me wasn't ripe. I had to throw it out. It was all green.
Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye. Hello, Frank. Do you know what happened to me?
Which fender, Mrs. Burns?
Left front. How long will it take?
I'll have a look. Hey, I got good news for you. Your frame is okay.
Oh, you don't think George married me for my money, do you?
Hey, what's this bucket of water doing in the front seat?
Oh, don't tell anybody about that, Frank. It was George's idea. You know, I'm a little worried about him.
It was your husband's idea?
Yeah. When I drove to the beauty shop this morning, he told me to be sure and put some water in the car.
No, you see, he meant to put the water in the radiator.
Oh.
You see, if you don't do that, you'll have a cracked block. That'll make two.
Oh, what?
Nothing. It'll only take about an hour to fix this fender.
Oh, but I can't wait that long. Oh, I've got an idea. I'll go get George, and we'll go to the movie tonight, and then while we're gone, you come by and fix it in our garage.
Okay, Mrs. Burns. I'll be there at 8 o'clock sharp. Oh, before you go, would you like me to look at your tires?
Go ahead, but I don't think you'll enjoy it. When you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Never mind, then. I'll be at your house at 8.
All right, goodbye, Frank.
Gracie, I don't want to go to a movie tonight. I want to stay home and fool around with this song.
But, George, I've already said you'd go. Bill Goodwin's going to pick us up at 7:30, right after dinner.
You should have asked me first. I'm not going.
Oh, please, darling. It'll be just like a second honeymoon.
Second honeymoon?
Well, don't you remember our wedding night? You took me to a movie.
Oh, yeah. I remember that nosy usher.
Oh, you know, it was wonderful. George, how many women can say that they spent their wedding night with George Burns and William S. Hart?
You can count them on the fingers of one hand.
Mm-hmm. Let's go out and see if we can find that same picture tonight.
Nah, this song is driving me crazy. Why don't you go by yourself?
Well, I can't, George. They won't let me in the movie when I go by myself.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. I've tried hundreds of times, but every time I hand my ticket to the doorman, he tears it up.
Well, I'm staying home tonight.
Oh, but George, movies are so educational. You can learn lots of things from them. Let's go see Gregory Peck.
What can I learn from Gregory Peck?
Will you be mad if I tell you?
I withdraw the question.
Oh, please, George. We've got to go to a movie. The mechanic is coming at 8.
What's that?
That's the title of the new picture. The mechanic is coming at 8.
I've never heard of it. The mechanic is coming at 8. Sounds like a picture Jessel would produce. Okay, let's go and see it.
Oh, no. You see, it's a foreign picture. We wouldn't understand the dialogue.
Where was it made?
England.
Yeah, well, we speak nothing but Spanish. Well, let's go and see 12 o'clock high.
Now, I think we'll enjoy it more if we stay sober.
This is Bill Goodwin, folks. If any member of your family had any cavities last year, I'd like you to listen to this.
For fewer cavities, change your toothpaste. Yes, for fewer cavities, for less tooth decay, change to an ammoniated toothpaste. Change to Amident toothpaste.
Tell me, Bill, exactly what will Amident do for my family?
Just this. The original Amident formula was subjected to extensive and rigid scientific tests, and here are the results. Better than 4 out of 5 who used Amident reduced tooth decay, and they reduced it by almost 50%. So if your family is like the average, that's what you can expect.
Yes, the discovery of Amident and the ammoniated dentifrices was revolutionary. In fact, the results you just mentioned, Bill, were written up by the leading dental journals in the country. And today, more dentists recommend Amident than any other dentifrice.
You know, I think the most important thing about Amident is how it helps youngsters. Mothers, you owe it to your children to help them prevent unnecessary tooth decay every time they brush their teeth. So please don't delay. Get Amident for your family. A-M-M-I-D-E-N-T.
Amident is available in both toothpaste and tooth powder.
George, at 7 o'clock, Bill Goodwin will be here in a half hour to take us to the movies.
Okay, I'm ready. Seeing is believing, that's a story all and true. By the way, Gracie, dinner was delicious tonight.
Oh, thank you. You know, I was going to serve corn, too, but we ate too early.
7 o'clock is too early to eat corn?
Well, yes, it says right on the can, economy size, should serve between 8 and 10.
I'll take it to the movie and we'll eat it later, yeah. Say, that chocolate dessert was delicious.
Well, I know how you love chocolate. Mm-hmm. You know, you're always saying, put enough chocolate sauce on it and you can eat sawdust.
That's right.
You really can, too.
Gracie, you didn't.
Oh, afraid it'll make you fat.
Yeah, huh? That's what I'm afraid. Will you answer the phone, Gracie?
All right.
And close the door.
Hello?
Hello, Gracie. This is Bill Goodwin. I just called to tell you I can't go to the movies with you and George tonight.
Oh, but Bill, we need your car.
Well, I'm sorry, Gracie. I'm at the airport. My girl is coming in and her plane will be an hour late.
Oh, but Bill.
Well, gee, Gracie, if it were any other girl, I'd ditch her for you, but this girl is it, my one and only. For the first time in my life, I'm really in love.
Oh, excuse me, mister. I didn't know this phone booth was occupied.
Oh, that's all right, baby. Come on in. Sit down.
Oh, Bill! Bill!
You comfortable, baby?
Oh, sure, handsome.
What's your name, beautiful?
It's Gracie.
It's Doris.
No, it isn't. It's Gracie.
Hey, Doris, you're pretty cute.
You shouldn't have done that.
Well, I had to slap you, baby. I'm engaged. Gracie.
Yes, Bill?
I'm sorry about the plane being late. Maybe I could go with you some other time.
Oh, all right, Bill. Goodbye.
Exceptions to the rule.
George.
Yes?
Bill Goodwin can't go to the movies with us.
That's okay. We'll go alone.
All right. Well, we better get started. It's a long way to walk.
Walk? We got a car in the garage, remember?
But, walking is good for you. Look what it's done for my family.
That's why I don't want to walk.
Now, take my sister, Bessie. Now, I don't say this because she's my sister, but nobody walks like Bessie.
Nobody is built like Bessie.
You know how some people have a hobby of collecting stamps?
Bessie likes to walk.
Yes. She even goes into department stores and tries to walk up escalators that are coming down.
Nice hobby.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to visit Bessie tomorrow.
Where is she?
Between the second and third floors at the May Company.
I'm still not walking 3 miles to the movies. We're taking our car.
Well, I'll be right back, dear.
Seeing is believing.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Blanche. This is Gracie.
Oh, hello, honey.
Oh, Blanche, I'm in trouble. The mechanic is coming at 8 to fix the car, and I've got to get George out of the house. You and Harry will have to drive us to the movie.
Okay, Gracie, I'll talk Harry into it.
Oh, thanks, Blanche.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Harry, we've got to go to the movies with the Burnses.
Oh, no, I'm not going to a movie with Gracie, Blanche. It's too embarrassing. The last time we walked in, the usher said, would you mind sitting down in front? And she said, we can't, we bend the other way.
All right. So she's not an Einstein. Look at that hammy husband of hers. He even thinks he can compose music.
Maybe he can. George has got a lot of talent.
Yeah, but it's all in his wife's name.
Oh, no. No, it isn't.
If you think George Burns is so loaded with talent, name one thing he can do.
Are you kidding?
Well? Well?
Did you ever see him mix a salad?
Get your hat. We're going to the movie.
Oh, no, we're not. For once, I'm going to make the decision. I'm the boss in this house. I'm the breadwinner. And picking up that rolling pin won't make me change my mind. We're going to the movies.
Oh, yeah. Ah. That's better.
Tell him to pick us up.
Oh, no, we got to take our car.
Oh, we can't. I let Harvey down at the office use it. He went to Yuma to get married.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, but Harvey doesn't know it yet.
I got to phone Gracie.
Hello?
Gracie, this is Blanche. I've got bad news for you. Harry just told me a friend of his took our car to Yuma to get married.
Oh, don't let him kid you, Blanche. Cars do not get married.
No, the friend is getting married.
Oh, well, I've got to get George out of the house.
Well, bring him over here. We'll play bridge or something.
Oh, okay. Goodbye, Blanche.
Bye.
George, we're not going to a movie tonight.
Good, I can fool around with my song.
Oh, no, we're going next door to the Mortons and play bridge.
Oh, no. I'd rather go to a movie. You even said I could learn things from Gregory Peck.
Oh, I was kidding, George. You've already got Peck's charm and technique. Even your kisses are like Peck's.
I don't understand this. A minute ago, you were begging me to go to a movie.
Well, can't I change my mind?
Believe me, I wish you could. Look, honey, I don't want to play bridge. I love you, but not as a bridge partner.
But, George, I happen to be very good. Just ask me any question about bridge, any question at all.
How would you indicate a strong no-trump hand?
Any question at all.
How many cards in a deck?
Keep them coming. Make them tough.
What color is the ace of spades?
Black. You thought I couldn't play bridge.
I made a mistake. Look, we're not playing bridge tonight.
If that's a mechanic at the door, he's my dressmaker. She's going to a masquerade.
This I've got to see. Come in.
Hi, George. Hello, Gracie.
Hello.
See, I just dropped by to tell you I can drive you to the movies after all.
Oh, wonderful. Let's go, George.
Say, George, I hope you and Gracie won't mind sitting in the back seat. I've got my fiancée out in the car.
Well, I didn't know you were engaged. Congratulations. Nice girl?
Yeah. Met her in a phone booth at the airport.
Sounds romantic.
We'd love to sit in the back seat, Bill. George can watch you and learn something.
Are you kidding? I know Bill's technique backwards. Just give me two beats so I can get started.
All right. One, two.
Come here, baby. Let me put my arms around you.
Oh, Mr. Burns, please. I'm a married woman.
Turn your pretty little face up to me and pucker up.
All right.
There you are. That's Bill's technique.
George Burns. Bill Goodwin would never stop there.
You want the rest of it?
Of course.
Okay, you asked for it. Gracie.
Yes, darling.
Are you reducing tooth decay with Amadent ammoniated toothpaste? Amadent is a grand wake-up toothpaste. It tastes delightful.
Oh, now, wait a minute, George. When a girl has got her face turned up to you with her lips ready and waiting, that's no time to tell her about Amadent toothpaste. That's a time for action. Brush your teeth. Let her see for herself how Amadent leaves her teeth bright and sparkling, her mouth feeling fresh and clean.
She'll learn why more dentists recommend Amident than any other dentifrice.
Well, come on. It's almost 8 o'clock. Let's get to the movie.
Yeah, if we're going to see a picture, let's get going. I promised my girl I'd have her at Ciro's by 11 o'clock.
Relax. The floor show doesn't start until 12.
I know, but she starts parking cars at 11.
Bill, as long as we're using your car, maybe I can have the garage man come over and straighten out my fender.
When did you find out the fender was dented?
When I hit that truck yesterday.
You mean you're the one who bent the fender?
That's right.
Well, the nerve of you, letting me take the blame.
I didn't blame you.
Well, I did.
Gracie,
you ought to be ashamed of yourself bending fenders. That's a woman's job.
Look, will you stop acting giddy?
Well, you may think I'm giddy, but believe me, I'm no fool.
Now, look, you may think I'm giddy, but believe me, I'm no fool. Hey, that line will fit my song.
Well, then what are we waiting for, Sugar Throat? Get to the piano.
Wait a minute. George is going to sing?
Yes.
Well, believe me, I'm no fool either. I'm getting out of here.
Sing is believing that story whole and true. Don't believe all you hear, you've often heard that too. You, dear, and I, dear, are exceptions to the rule. You may think me giddy, but believe me, I'm no fool.
I just wrote that line.
I know I was there when you did it.
Well, have you got a chorus?
I've always had that.
Well, let's hear it.
Oh, I love you, love you, love you, dear, across my heart I do. Do you believe me?
I do.
That's right. Oh, you're the one and only girl I ever told that to. Do you believe me?
I do.
Good.
And when things go wrong and skies above are gray instead of blue, you wouldn't have to worry, cause I'd know just what to do. I'd get up early mornings and I'd find a job for you. Do you believe me?
Are you kidding? You did.
I did it that, didn't I?
George and Gracie will return in just a moment. Join us again next Wednesday when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Harry Lubin and the Amident Orchestra, yours truly, Bill Goodwin. Brought to you by the makers of Amident, the ammoniated toothpaste and tooth powder, recommended by more dentists than any other dentifrice. The George Burns and Gracie Allen program was transcribed in Hollywood, written by Paul Henning, Sid Dorfman, Harvey Helm, and Stanley Shapiro, and produced by William Burns. Now here are our stars.
George, now that you're writing songs, will you write one called the Sidney Schultz Blues?
Sidney Schultz? He's our butcher.
Yeah, I know. Business is bad, and I thought a little publicity might help him.
Good night, folks.